Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Back to the plan for nightlife and reviving the Irish nightlife. At the centre of the plan is a modernisation of the Irish licensing laws, which have been around for a long time, and they're quite antiquated, by the way. And the creation of a 6 nighttime economy advisors. Now, by the way, in UK, they do have what they call night lord mayors. And these are people who promote the nighttime. And that's what we should be doing. Minister Catherine Martin, speaking at the report's launch in Dublin City Centre, said that the plan was about taking back our nights. We're looking at the rebirth of Ireland's nightlife, and it is within our power, she said, to achieve this, especially with people now assessing their lifestyles because of the pandemic. Maybe that's not the right thing to be saying, by the way. Maybe we need to be leaving the word pandemic out of everything after the 22nd of October. Let's not use the C word anymore. We've avoided here in the radio station the C word, or COVID, for the last few months. You might have noticed we don't do as many topics anymore because we felt people were kind of sick of it, you know? Anyway, she said that she acknowledged that the hospitality sector may want more of the fast-paced change to licensing laws, but insisted that this was just the beginning of a conversation with the late-night sector, who employs a lot of people, by the way, and brings a lot of money into the country as part of tourism. She also insisted that the plan was not simply focused on nightclubs or alcohol-related events. The plan would see Irish museums and galleries open late, at least once a month in spring 2022 as a pilot, while it'll also include measures to support cafes that want to open late. And what a wonderful idea. It'd be like some wonderful quarter in France or something like that. Minister Hildegard Nocton also said the plan was a major step forward for some of Ireland's outdated and complex licensing laws, some of which, she said, dated back to Georgian times. She said the government yesterday approved the drafting of a general scheme of sale of alcohol bill 2021 and said she hoped it could be enacted next year. The plan, which has 36 distinct measures, also promised to extend and improve transport links, like the Vomit Comet, including 8 new 24-hour routes in Dublin, as well as improving regional services, including a possible 24-hour service between Dundalk and Dublin. So I want to ask if you agree with this. Many people are saying that having later closing times, or even 24-hour licences, will avoid the nation's street every weekend being filled with thousands of drunk party revellers descending on fast food outlets and taxi ranks all at the same time at 2:30 in the morning. And the inevitable happens, of course, the drunken people get into fights, fuelled by alcohol, and too many people concentrated in the one place. That surely can be avoided if we adopt the kind of Spanish idea, the European idea of closing hours and nightclubs, where people don't feel they're rushed out of the nightclub at a certain particular period of time. Plus, it provides employment for the nightclubs and possibly less drunken behaviour for the Gardaí to deal with. I think it's a bit of a win-win. But there are others that say, no, hold on, Niall. This is Ireland. We're not the most responsible people in the world when it comes to alcohol. Give them another 4 hours in a nightclub and they're all going to get hammered. We'll have more alcoholics. Don't be encouraging them, Niall. So, what do you think? Should we extend the opening hours of bars, restaurants, nightclubs to allow them to stagger and open at whatever time they essentially want to open till? Like they do in Spain and places like that. In Spain, you go on holidays to Spain or Lanzarote or whatever it is, generally, so you can COVID apart, you go there. You can stay in a bar for as long as you want. And the bar will stay open as long as there's business. If the bar sees the business decline and only 3 people left, well, they'll probably close and kick you out because it's not worth their while staying open. But if 30 people are in the still in the place at 4 o'clock in the morning, they'll stay open. And that's the way it is. Should that be the way it is? Are we adult enough to be trusted with those separate licensing laws? Let me know what you think. I want to know, should Ireland follow the rest of Europe and extend their nightclub opening hours? This conversation has been going on for 20 years. Since I've worked in the nightclub industry, this conversation has been going on, but nothing has ever been done about it. But maybe now is the time for change to promote the nightclub industry because it's already on its knees anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe the licensing laws should be extended to allow bars to open whenever they want? Martin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Martin?
Hi, Niall. Not too bad. How's the sciatica today?
Oh, the sciatica is fine. I told you, Martin, it only lasts 2 days. And then I'm grand again.
Oh, Jesus. I got a little widget off the internet. You know,
Are you on a speakerphone, Martin, or something? Because you sound a little bit hollow.
Oh, look, I'll change it off. Oh, there you go.
That's much better. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. No, I got a little widget off the internet. You know, you were talking about things that you buy that don't work and all the rest of it. Well, this little yoke works. It's great. And then just whenever you get a twinge in your back, you just stick this little vibrating thing on the spot.
Yeah.
And after a while, it just just dissipates.
Oh, I must get the name of the little widget then.
It's called Siacom.
Okay, Siacom. Okay.
Yeah, and it just comes up.
I'm very fortunate in the fact that it doesn't happen to me too often. It's been happening since I've been about 20 years of age, and I might get it. I'd be lucky if I go a year without it. I haven't had it in about a year and a half, and it literally leave me lying down. I can't actually get up.
Bloody hell. Man just freezes me up for a bit, and, you know, it comes and goes.
And the pain actually pulses. It's an unbelievable pain. Yeah, but I take a Diphene, and it usually calms within a few hours that allows me to walk again. And then within 2 days, it's usually completely gone.
That's pretty good. No, Diacom's pretty good for that kind of thing. Well, I'm glad it's clearing up for you anyway, because it's not very good.
It's not nice. But okay, Martin, getting back, particularly when you have to come to work, I suppose it's not nice, but at least I'm sitting down. But Martin, getting back to what I was talking about, the licensing laws. Look, they've been talking about changing the antiquated licensing laws for years. Now might be a good time to do it. But can we be trusted, you know, with 24-hour licenses or till 5 in the morning or whatever it happens to be? Yeah. Can we be trusted with it?
I don't know. I'm a bit confused with it all because, like, you know, they hammered the industry like the blades over the last 18 months. And then then obviously they start slipping in the polls and they come out with this one. You know?
Yeah.
So is it a vote catcher? I know they tried doing this back perhaps in 2019 to introduce it. But again, I just think there's a big, huge public health lobby at the moment telling us, you know, what we can do and what we can't do. And they seem to have sort of latched on to that. And then we've got these issues about working at home, long hours for workers, you know, workers not getting good contracts, workers getting sort of like abused into the wee hours of the morning. And of course, opening and extending hours is just going to make it, you know.
But I do believe, Martin, you know, all the negative things about COVID-19, I do believe some things that can come out of this can be positive, and there could be good changes of lifestyle with, a happier and a healthier life for everybody.
Mm.
Now, don't get me wrong, you know, drinking at all hours in the morning is probably not very healthy, but, you know, you go into a bar or a club in Ireland, a nightclub, because I worked there for long enough, and then the DJ goes, last call for alcohol, last call for alcohol, and the lights start flashing, right? And all of a sudden, Johnny goes up and give us 4 points again, is there, will you? And there's this kind of rush to drink as much as you can in 20 minutes. And then everybody piles out onto Dame Street here in Dublin, for example, where all the nightclubs are kind of centred around, out onto Dame Street, and they start boxing the heads off each other. So you could avoid that situation, because clubs would stagnate their closing times depending on how busy they are. They're not going to stay open if they're not busy, of course.
Yeah.
But if they have a crowd in, they might stay open till 4, 5, and at least people will be coming out at staggered at different times.
Well, I mean, they did do that in my own hometown back in the 70s and 80s, stagger the closing times of the nightclubs, obviously, because the volume of people hitting the streets in one go. So that was already in place, you know, when I was a youngster.
Yeah.
But perhaps not over here. Well, you know, maybe that is a good thing from a policing point of view. But yeah, you have got the issue then of, you know, you've got these people causing problems all the way through the night, not just in one sort of section of the evening, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like saying, well, you know, when do we close the world down? Are we going to, you know, give us all a break to reboot, you know, whether you're a postman or a milkman or, you know, a working person through the night, up in the face, you know, people traipsing in front of your HGV are cut, you know?
Yeah.
At least give some people a few hours break from people's party life, you know? Maybe that's a consideration.
I mean, the only problem I have is that Ireland and the UK and England as well, like, of course, we don't have a good relationship with alcohol in comparison to, say, places like Spain and France and other countries where, and even America, where people are not so much focused on the drinking, but more focused on just having a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time in travel, and I spent a lot of time in Spain and around Europe. And I do know that, you know, the nightlife in Spain only starts at 11 o'clock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and well, they're more interested in having a meal and having a good time and having a chat, rather than, you know, drinking as much as you possibly can. But here in Ireland, of course, is a different attitude.
Yeah,
But you know what I mean? Okay, that might be dodgy for a few years. But I think we'll learn to live with this new regime of 24-hour licences, and we will learn, we'll educate ourselves a little bit better into how we drink. Maybe over time. It might take a bit of time.
Well, you probably will do, you know, some severe headaches and late nights and ruined days the following day.
Yeah, you know, well, you don't want people walking into work midweek with a hangover, do you?
Well, exactly, you don't, you know. So, I mean, I suppose it's like myself, but, you know, I had to say to myself, well, I'm not going to drink over X, Y, Z, because it just makes a mess of my head and my day the following day. So that's a personal thing you take on board, you know, and you learn as you go. I mean, that was within the regime, you know, of closing at X, Y, Z time.
So I'm still not really getting an answer off you, Martin. No. So don't sit on the fence here, OK? So is it a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, as I said right at the beginning, I'm confused because there's that many pulls either way, whether it's from a worker's angle or whether it's from a public health angle. At this moment in time, I'm saying, well, it staggers the hours, yeah, you know, from a policing point of view, but, you know, just give the world a break from these party people, you know, and at least let people have the night times, you know.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Padraig as well. Padraig in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Padraig?
Greetings, all fellow patriots.
Greetings, Padraig.
Well, Mr. Boylan, on the subject matter at hand. Basically, it's kind of sad, really, Niall, because the Irish person, we used to have a good reputation as good drinkers, put it that way, you know.
What? We should have been proud of the fact we drank a lot, wasn't it?
Well, by the way, Niall, this is not tongue-in-cheek. I actually mean this. So, just to go back, the stats are, I think, about 70% of Irish people actually drink now. Now we've become a very PC, boring race.
Well, I don't drink. I've never drank.
Health conscious. I'm not saying you have to drink to be happy now, but that makes me happy. I'm just back from Spain last week. Before that, I was something about having a pint a Guinness at 4 o'clock in the morning at the airport. Now I find it irresistible, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, that's your prerogative, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I certainly did. Well, not just me. It was about 100. I had about 100 companions. But getting back to what I was saying,
100 fellow patriots.
Fellow patriots. If you walk hard, look. At the end of the day, now this, as you well know, this is not a dress rehearsal. I walk hard. I play hard. And at the end of the day, go back to the 80s. Used to. In pubs, you probably could your DJ there. You've seen it. You've probably seen it. People used to get the last orders, 3 or 4 pints each. You don't see that anymore. And I think the Irish could hold a drink fairly well, and compared to some other nationalities like the British, the lager level. So we kind of get happy with alcohol, Niall. Some nationalities get aggressive. We don't. And
Have you ever been out in Dame Street? Have you ever been out in Dame Street on Saturday night at 2:30 in the morning? Pre-COVID, of course.
Hold on now.
We do get aggressive. Some people do.
No, so the odd one. But that's mainly drug-related stuff, Niall. Not purely alcohol. Let's get real here.
I think alcohol has a huge role to play in it as well. But I'm not going to completely disagree with you. Sorry, Martin.
I said I know somebody who's completely silly up the 2 pints, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't find the way home. So, Jesus.
I'm not going to completely disagree with Patrick. I do believe the Irish are not we're not the most violent race in the world when it comes to alcohol.
Like I said,
But Patrick, we drink. Yeah. We do drink too much.
No, we don't. We don't.
We do. That's statistically, by the way, the data is there that shows per head of population, we drink more than most Europeans.
Go back to the 80s again, the 90s. There used to be, you see guys falling. When's the last time you've seen a barroom brawl? It used to be John Wayne carry on. Now all you see the Irish, you look, just go out any given street, look out your window. Now, you'll see little fellas running around, skinny to the shorts on them, health conscious, and their earphones on them, wired to the moon. Men and women, they've gone health conscious. You know that, I know that.
Is that a bad thing?
I think it is now.
Right.
We should go back to the...
We should go back to the days when we all had beer bellies. brawl in the nightclub.
I think it was great crack.
I'm not going to completely disagree with you, Paddy, because I worked in the nightclubs and it was great crack. But that whole culture of going to nightclubs, when I worked in the nightclubs back in the 80s, they were busy 5 nights a week. Now, even before COVID came along, by the way, if you go back to January last year, the nightclubs were only busy on a Saturday, maybe on a Friday night. So there was a whole cultural change because kids went to college, didn't have the same money as young people, etc., etc. So there was a cultural change, a swing. Correct. So maybe what she's trying to do is push to get the nightclubs back in business again.
Have you also witnessed now lately, this happened the last 5 or 10 years, all these naughty professors, scientists and doctors and etc. lecturing us at how much the Irish, how much they drink. And it's actually, the stats have actually gone down to about 65-70%. And at the end of the day now, these people, they need to get a life. Well, what do these people do for entertainment? I mean,
who are the people who take the stats?
Yeah, the
what do they do for entertainment? Niall, there's more to entertainment than having a drink. You can go to a restaurant, you can go to the cinema, you can go to a museum. Well, they're going to be open to museums late at night.
You know what my philosophy is?
What?
This world makes more sense to me when I'm intoxicated.
Does it? I'm glad it makes sense to somebody, even if it is when you're intoxicated. So, Patrick, how long did you go to Spain for, by the way?
Sorry?
How long did you go to Spain for?
I went to Marbella, darling.
And was it? And what was it like in Marbella? Were the restrictions restrictive?
Got busier, like after about, obviously once the beaches are cleared out, after 5 or 6 o'clock, in around 9, 10 o'clock, to be home. Look, I went on one of these Aer Lingus, Niall, and it was absolutely packed.
Right.
Now, having said that, tourism is only about 25%, still way down, maybe 70%, Niall. A lot of people are still afraid to fly. With the restrictions, we have to get PCR tests, the usual carry on. You have to fill in passenger locator forms, and that puts.
And when you got there, going into bars and restaurants, did you have to wear your mask?
Yes, that's mandatory on public transport. Same as here now, more or less.
Yeah.
But it's kind of ludicrous, really. You walk into a restaurant with your mask on, you sit down, you take them off, you eat your meal, you put them on again, you walk out. It's,
I know. A lot of people say this doesn't make a huge amount of sense to that, but however, that's the way it is. All right, listen, Patrick, enjoy. And Patrick believes that to make sense of this modern world, you have to be intoxicated. He wouldn't be too far from the truth there, to be honest with you. You'd have to be on something, that's for sure. All right, I want to know if you think we should increase the licensing, or change the licensing laws, to increase the hours that we drink. Can the Irish be trusted? And I know that, I'm not saying that, by the way, in some sort of nasty way, but statistically, unfortunately, we have a bad reputation when it comes to alcohol. So do we need more hours of it? The number is 087-188-0008. Captain Martin and Co. are trying to promote the Irish economy and the nightclub industry and the nighttime industry in Ireland once COVID ends on the 22nd of October, to get people back out, you know, having a good time, enjoying life again. Should we go to 24-hour licences? That's one of the suggestions, that we should allow bars to open to maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, 24 hours, whatever. Should they be open 24 hours a day? Patrick says yes, why not? You can never get enough of it. Whereas some people say no, come on now, we drink too much as it is.
Hi Niall, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, we should be extending the nighttime hours. It's a joke that you have to be going home at 2 o'clock. And if you look at the last year and how the pubs are hit, and the hospitality industry alone, without a shadow of a doubt, open it up. Yeah, of course it's going to be rowdy for a while because it's only starting out, but that'll die down in its own time too. You know, Ireland are so behind on this sort of thing. Open it up. Open it up. Loving the show.
Somebody texts in with the way and says, Niall, do the nightclubs really close at 2:30? Because I haven't a clue. I used to go to Copper's all the time. I don't think they knew about it. Copperface Jack's has kind of got a mind of its own. I don't know if it operates above the law, but for some reason, they don't seem to close at the same time as most other places. I think people have just accepted that in Copperface Jack's for years. And by the way, it'd be great to see Copperface, Cahill Jackson, of course, the owner there, a great man, by the way, Copperface Jack's. It'd be great to see them back open again, by the way, very famous nightclub. Per head of population, I believe, Copperface Jack's is the busiest nightclub in Europe. Per square foot, per head of population, I believe it's the busiest nightclub in Europe. Would you believe that? I know that because I worked there for many years. The number is 087-188-0008. The question is, should nightclubs be officially and legally allowed to open till 5, 6, 7 in the morning if they want to? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, you could make more friends. Here's the thing about friends. And you mentioned this dashing earlier on. You learn who your friends are during a difficult time in your life. That's my line for the day. Let me see. Who I got to go to? Lorenzo.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good, Lorenzo, nice to talk to you. How are things?
Oh, good, we're good.
Okay, now you're originally from Pisa.
Yep.
And when was the last time you were there, by the way?
Summer,
okay.
Roughly around July.
Okay, but let's not count COVID times because things were slightly different. But generally speaking, what are the licensing laws over there?
So, well, basically, initially, time-wise, when I was going to the disco, when I was in university, we were getting there at opening time around 10:30, and we were getting out for 3:30, 4,
okay,
roughly. So until 4, 5 o'clock, they were opened.
So they'd kind of remain open until the last few people left, so to speak, nearly.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they're kind of, if I remember, around 4, they were starting to have a bit more lights on.
Oh, okay.
So to try to
encourage it to go, yes.
Go out. And then there were, like, the security outside were, like, kind of telling people, go home, don't stay on the street. Don't go around the houses to make noises or make problems. Just take the car, go home,
yeah,
and go to sleep.
Okay, and what is the law? I mean, okay, you're saying the nightclubs you went to were stayed open until 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Does the law allow them to stay open till really whatever time they want to stay open till?
Technically, yeah. I think there is not a time where they have to close.
Okay.
And then basically, for example, the disco that I was when I was going there, they were even offering the alcohol test for free to the people that, like, if
that's
I was
a good
going
idea,
to say,
yeah,
like, I have to drive, they were giving you the alcohol
test. The breath test,
to,
yeah, before yeah, you'd leave. Okay. To, and the other thing then, what about cafe bars where you would have a few tables inside? Do they have to close at a particular time or can they stay open?
So the thing was that the disco was kind in the kind of countryside type of area. While the, like, when I was in Pisa, the pubs and the bars were, like, in the city centers. So by rules from the town hall, they had to close at 1.
Okay.
So the rules that they made up to try to fight antisocial behavior and noise was that music after midnight, music had to be lower, and after 1,
stopped.
Everybody home.
Okay, so they would be the bylaws, the local bylaws,
yes, exactly,
for different areas would be different. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem was that I was not doing that, but many students, because obviously Pisa has a huge university. So the problem is, if as a student I want to be out until 4, until 5, and you close the pubs and close the bars and close where I am at 1, I will stay on the street until 4.
Yes.
So actually, the problem was that I lived in the city center, and behind my house, there is one of the biggest square in Pisa. It's Piazza dei Cavalieri. And I can, trust me if I tell you that Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings until 5, 5:30, 6 in the morning, there were between 250 and 400 people there drinking, breaking glass everywhere, singing, playing songs, playing guitars, playing drums, trumpets, and these type of things.
By the way, you were saying they're breaking glasses, probably because they were dropping them on the ground. But was there ever any fighting or?
No.
Okay. So it was reasonably peaceful stuff.
Yeah, the only thing is that you can't sleep because there's...
No, of course. Well, mind you, I think if you're living in an area like that, you have to expect, when you're living beside a square, a famous square like that, or living beside a nightclub or a bar, you have to expect when you buy that place that there's going to be noise. I think that's just the way it has to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, do you think... Okay, so you moved to Ireland and Irish people have a different drinking culture. We probably drink a little bit more than Italians. generally speaking, and you probably found it hard to keep up. So do you think it would work in this country, or do you think people would just make pigs of themselves and drink too much?
Well, but it would be, I mean, I think that the kind of thinking would be the same. I mean, if as a young person I want to stay out all night and...
You're going
to
do it anyway. Yeah.
I will do anyway. It doesn't matter where
you find
I am.
A house party or something. Yeah.
Yeah, or I will buy beers and then drink it on the street.
So your argument is we might as well have them inside somewhere where they're all safe and kept in the one place rather than wandering around the city.
Mostly, yeah, probably would be a bit better to have them in one place, controlled, and once they're leaving for good and going home, instead of having them having people going on the street and making probably more problems and more noise.
Do you think it would increase the alcohol problem in Ireland? Because we do have an alcohol problem in Ireland. Or do you think it might help it because people wouldn't be rushing to... Because I'm sure you've been to an Irish nightclub where, you know, the bar closes at 2 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, you know, the DJ will say, last call for alcohol. And everybody runs to the bar and gets about 3 or 4 pints. So do you think that would actually make us control how we drink a little bit better?
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, probably with the fact that it will be longer, you might feel tired and you will feel full even before.
Yeah.
So you probably won't have that kind of, I have to drink and go now, otherwise I won't drink anymore.
So drinking as much as you can in a short amount of time, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know that you will be there until closing, so you can get the pint or the shots or what you're having any time until later on.
Well, do me a favour, just stay there for a second. Let me go to PJ. PJ, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, PJ?
How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Good. Now, Lorenzo makes some fairly good points there from his own experience in Pisa when he lived there. I mean, do you believe that we would be responsible enough to, you know, handle all-night drinking? When I say all-night drinking, all-night licences.
Absolutely. Well, it was that like last Saturday night. As you know, I'm a musician, Niall, I'm only back walking there the last couple of weeks.
Well, I remember talking to you, PJ. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So last Saturday night in Dublin City was actually a nightmare. Trying to get a taxi. And there was more rows at the taxi rank than there was outside pizza places. You know?
That's because they're all still closed at 11:30, aren't they?
That street was just, it was like Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had to walk from Christchurch to Milltown before I got a taxi, you know.
Yeah, this is like the old days, isn't it? Before the deregulation
and the
even,
reason
yeah.
I walked because people were getting aggressive on taxi rank, you know.
Yeah.
And skipping queues and all that. I says, I'm off, you know. It's a sight to walk because we're getting very hot, you know.
Yeah, Dame Street is a nightmare in Dublin. A nightmare.
Well, Dame Street and Camden Street, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But talking about on the street at the same time is just sheer madness to us. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so, well, at the moment, but obviously that's COVID as well, has a lot to do with that. They're all closed at 11:30, which is a bit stupid, to be honest with you. But if we went back to the old way, before COVID, the latest was still would be 2:30. So they'd be all coming out at 2:30, which was the way it used to be when I worked in the nightclubs. But do you think by extending that and letting nightclubs open till 4 and 5 in the morning, it would stagger people coming out at different times then?
Absolutely. 4 o'clock is late enough, but give them an hour time to drink up, you know, and let them... Yeah. And chill out for an hour there, finish their drinks, be rather than just throwing them on the streets, you know, because that's where the problem starts, you know, on the streets. And the more the road over the taxis there is, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, there is serious problems there. Give them an hour to finish up their drinks and let them chill. And
how would you feel about, you know, obviously you being a musician, how would you feel about being in a bar till 5 o'clock in the morning playing? Would you be all right with that? As long as you got paid for it, I suppose you wouldn't care less.
Let me tell you something. I was in a bar 3 weeks ago at 6:30 in the morning, still playing. Seriously, you know.
Yeah, don't let Leo Varadkar hear you that. He'll want to join in.
Well, like, to give you a laugh, I was in a certain pub there 4 or 5 weeks ago, and the guards came in, and this was only music outdoors, and I was playing indoors, and the guards walked in and said, no problem.
Right, okay. I think in fairness to the guards over the last number of weeks, they've probably been using their common sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they look at situations and they assess every situation, you know, otherwise you're just arresting everybody.
I know, but as I said, it was at like last Saturday night, you know, sure to God, extended. I've no problem playing bars even open for late, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, okay. Thank you for that, Lorenzo. Thank you for that, PJ. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. As somebody else says, now, what's the problem with the story with truck drivers anymore? Why is there none left? I know. We actually spoke to 2 truck drivers recently in relation to where all the truck drivers are. I don't know is the answer, but I believe there's a massive shortage. A shortage of 90,000 truck drivers in the UK currently at the moment. So much so that they're asking the police to turn a blind eye to people who are driving on standard car licences or driving trucks. And they're fast-tracking, the government are going to fast-track truck licences to make it easier for people to get to drive a HGV. I don't know how safe that's going to be honest, which concerns me a little bit. Because that is why you're seeing empty shelves in shops. That is why you're seeing the increase in price of wood. That's why you're seeing the increase in price of everything. Because there is nobody to haul it around the place. The haulage companies cannot get truck drivers. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's an interesting topic. Maybe you're a truck driver and you can let us know what the answer to all that is. I almost forgot. Kathleen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I'm not too bad, Niall. How are you?
I almost forgot the celebration today, 40 years ago, at this very moment in time. Do you know what happened?
Don't.
Yeah. Just before I come to you, actually, Alan, are you there as well?
Ah, hello.
Yeah, yeah. What happened 40 years ago this moment? on this day at this time?
Jesus, I don't know.
Ah, see, the two of you are stumped. Do you just give in?
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen. Postman Pat and his black and white cat. They're celebrating 40 years at this moment in time. It first aired on the BBC. Oh, sorry, I just thought I'd mention that to you. Sorry, Alan, I'll be with you in a second. Kathleen, getting back to the licensing hours, do you believe we should extend them?
You know, about the nightclub thing, that doesn't bother me. I'm too old now to be going to any nightclubs at this hour of my life.
Right, so, okay, we didn't ever know, Kathleen. But,
oh God, I don't think so. 72 nulls are nine, I don't think so. But I do think if they're doing that, you know, when you go in, like, we'd like to have a little drink at the weekend, my husband and myself.
Right.
A bottle of wine, maybe he'd have his few beers or something.
Right.
And I can't actually do my shopping until 10:30 because you can't get beer before that.
Yeah.
Normally, of course, Sunday morning, obviously it's different, but I wouldn't be shopping on Sunday morning anyway.
Yeah.
But if they're going to do all that with the nightclubs, why not be allowed to do it at any hour of the morning? Like if you go to Spain, you probably know yourself now. I know you don't drink, but
yeah,
people in your life probably
do.
And if you're in Spain or anywhere, you can buy a drink at any hour of the morning.
Yeah, if you pop into a supermarket, you can buy, your drink at any time. Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're going to drink it there and then, but you'd have
it's available to you.
Then.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So you want to extend the off-license laws?
Yes.
Yes.
I would think so.
Well, I don't see why not. If you're going to extend the nightclub hours, you might as well extend the off-license hours as well.
Exactly.
And make it convenient for people. But generally speaking, do you think Irish people would be good enough and behave ourselves if we were allowed to drink till 5 in the morning?
I don't know about that, Niall. I suppose, you know, I've been to a lot of places in my life, and they say about the Irish and the drinking and all the rest of it. I've been to California. I saw them drinking just as much over there. Maybe not in the pub, but they brought it in home and they did do it.
Yeah.
And my son lives in Scotland. They do it over there too, let me tell you. So I don't know why they say about the Irish. I think they do it all over the world.
They do, but I think we just have a reputation for drinking more than most. Statistically, we do, by the way. So,
we do, really.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. My own father did it.
So. Yeah, I know. As did mine, Kathleen. As did mine. Well, Kathleen makes a good point. The off licences. Alan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. You're a taxi driver. Sorry, Alan.
That's right, Noel. Yeah, I am indeed.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can only benefit from this, really, can't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, this is good.
Yeah, most definitely. I'd be fully in agreement with it for the simple reason, you know, at the way it is at the moment, as you said yourself and you know, other people on the show said, like, the problem is places closing at a certain time and then the influx of people on the street all at once. And it's still happening now with the, you know,
half 11
it is in town. And people are saying, like, I heard PJ, the chap, saying, he had to walk basically half, three quarters of the way home before he could get a taxi.
That reminds me of the 1990s where people used to walk home. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But the problem is now, okay, I suppose some people have left the industry, like, they've got jobs in other places and whatever, changed careers, I suppose, through.
Have you lost many taxi drivers through COVID?
Well, a few fellas I know that were doing it have...
Went out and got a job, so to speak.
They got jobs in, like, the likes of On Post were hurting, as you can imagine, because online...
Oh, yeah, DPD, I suppose, and all those,
DPD, So, yeah, there has been a few, I suppose, that's left it. But the thing about it is, there will be a couple of numbers down, but I like that, Noel, yourself, people leave and people come into it. So I would still say there's not a big difference in the amount of people that were doing it, before COVID than there is now,
Okay, so, but do you think we'll have the taxi drivers? Because there are a lot of taxi drivers who don't want to work till 4 or 5 in the morning. So do you think there'll be enough taxi drivers hanging around till 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning to bring people home?
Yeah, I do. I think, I suppose it benefits everybody, I mean, there's some people that might start their shift at 4 in the morning if they want to finish it earlier on in the day,
Right, okay, okay.
You might get fellas that, I'll go out at 4 and I'll walk till 12 or whatever the case.
You'd still have a lot of the cherry pickers doing 11 to 3 o'clock in the morning,
Of course, you're going to get that anyway. But, I think it's going to be, it's more beneficial for, obviously, the taxi industry, especially, as you said yourself, it'll create,
more jobs in the nightclub industry, and even as you said, like the, down to restaurants, I think, you know, we could extend the licenses there. To
I'd like to see that. I mean, look, taxi drivers have suffered badly over the last 18 months financially, so I'd like to see us all get a few quid back, with the exception of one taxi driver who I don't like, but the rest of us, I'd like to see us get it all back again.
Yeah, well, that's, and like, I mean, you are saying there's no names, no scandal. You were saying to me there that, you were saying earlier on, sorry, on the show, that, you know, there'd just be, you know, a kind of aggressiveness, you know, at some of the taxi ranks. And I fully agree with you. Like, you know, now, listen, I'm lucky enough, 90% of people I get in on a Friday or Saturday night,
a grand, yeah,
just,
yeah.
They just want to go home as quick as you can and get them home. Some of them want to chat, some of them want to sit in the back, look at their phones, whatever. You know?
And someone to get sick out the window.
In the car. Someone needs to pull over. Well, I've had to pull over a few times.
Alan, I'm running out of time. Sorry, I've run right out of time, but I get the picture, Alan, and I think it's good for everybody. I think it's a good move. I think it'll promote the nighttime industry. It'll bring back jobs in the nighttime industry. And also, of course, it'll help the taxi drivers, with the exception of that one, earn a few quid that they've lost over the last 18 months as well, because a lot of them have been on their knees, in fairness to them.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.